Well, the day before, our job was to get the animals out, and they had these huge lead spheres, and they had holes in them. And again, we would put the mice into these celluloid tubes and put them into the within these spheres, and they were all numbered, and we knew which group of mice were going into which sphere, et cetera. And then those spheres were put out at different areas around Ground Zero, whether it was going to be a tower shot or an airdrop, and different distances. And that happened the day before and up until midnight, I think. And once you went past these security gates, you couldn't go back again the night before a shot. And we would sit up all night sitting on the mountain, the hill. I don't know whether I'd call it a mountain or a hill, but we sat there and socialized and then waited until daybreak, because at the point when the sun would come up, that would be the time for the detonation. And we sat there on the hill and would link arms and just hold on like this. And then we're told to put our heads down and not to look up, and to keep our head down. And then I can't remember, isn't it interesting? I don't remember which came first, the thermal effect or the shock effect. The thermal effect would have been the thermal energy that was coming along, and you could feel it just whoosh over you. And then the shock effect would come, and that's why we're holding on to each other, because it was sufficient enough that would push you back. And then at one point, someone would say, it's okay to look up. And then I could see the mushroom, you know, actually see the aftermath, if you will, and see the dust and that. And then we would have to stay there a certain period of time until someone would say it's okay to go down. And I think I only went down once to retrieve the animals, from the spheres. And obviously the spheres could be blown in different directions, and you'd have to go around hunting for them, you know, to find them.
Explain that to me. So they're spheres, so they would roll in different directions?
Well, the blast would be sufficient enough that that was one of the things that they didn't know. You know, they had to do it to find out. And then they began to look at the spheres differently and use how they were going to use them differently. But the initial time, the spheres got, if we put them in concentric circles around Ground Zero, they were never in that concentric circle. You had to go out and search for them to find them, because they would have been blown, you know, such a distance away. And once we retrieved, we didn't bring the spheres back. We would take the mice out and put them in their marked cages, et cetera, and bring them back to the lab. And that we would do studies right there at that lab in at Camp Mercury. And we had a group, I think I had a group of 12 or 13 hospital corpsmen, and everybody had a task that they did when it was sort of like an assembly line in examining the mice and recording the data.